Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than walking into a beer fart. Our number to call in if you are listening on Tuesday night is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com or clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat. Go. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont. I'm joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
All right, Joe, jump in the gun. We don't do that.
I don't know. When I see my name, I say hello.
You're never here for this part of the show. You're not here for this part of the show, so how could you possibly know? Joe's here for this part of the show. Unfortunately, we lost Pip Helix. But we did gain Sensei Russ Ferdico. Hello,
yeah.
Sensei.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Good to have you, Russ. Big show tonight. Tonight's show, The Science of Farts. A new school of fools. I think we'll get a little grosser since Pip's not here.
Yeah.
Although Pip is usually the grossest one on the show. With
yeah,
some of
really.
The topics.
Fisher's stories, really.
Yeah, and her cyst garden of last week.
Yes.
I almost lost it last week. That was, her head was bleeding. It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was
a head cyst. She had a head cyst.
Yes.
Head cyst?
Yeah.
A head cyst.
She called it a cyst garden. She started losing blood from her cranium during the show in the middle of one of Joe's story. And poor Joe's trying to tell his story here. But I see her bleeding. I'm like, all right, enough. I got to see what's
going
on.
Yeah, it's like, she's like, God, you're bleeding. I am? Yes, you're bleeding.
Nice.
Oh, I got a head cyst. Okay, looks like it's another day at the office for you.
Yeah, so that you know, we got back to Joe's story, but we had to take a turn to see what the hell was going with Pip's head.
Yes.
Got it. So, nobody is bleeding from the head, so we're good right now. I don't know where else you people are bleeding. Not my business. So we got a new School of Fools featuring a teacher who had her naked photos stolen by a student. The sad reality behind those viral Facebook stories. Fascinating story. Comics in the news discussing the old bait and switch. And it's been, Joe, what'd you say, about a year since we played this game? A little boozy or floozy?
Yeah, I would say. It's been a while.
Always a fan favorite.
Yep. I think it's been a year, but it's been a wee while since we played it. Always fun. Always a fun game.
It could be a year. It might be. It's a long time. Hmm. You haven't played this. Well,
no, I haven't.
We've been busy men. We don't have time for that.
Well,
now we do now.
Russ is now unencumbered by children. I mean, he still has his
kids.
That
sounded nice.
Well, he has his kid, but he's not a role model for everybody else's kid.
You're not a role model for everybody else. You're not a role model anymore.
Sensing professionally.
Exactly.
You can stumble through town drunk and be proud of it now,
correct.
Sir.
Yes.
Yes.
I can be intoxicated in my own town. It's awesome.
He could be the ne'er-do-well that we always knew he was behind the scenes.
I actually tried it on. I went to a local restaurant in Monroe. It was about a month after I relinquished ownership of the school.
Yeah.
And I realized that I hadn't been stinking drunk in my own town. I lived in Monroe now for well over a decade. But, you know, you run into people.
Yeah.
Or I haven't hit Chester yet.
I don't know where the drunken world. I've seen you drunk in Chester.
No, when?
Yes.
When?
When I performed, Joe was there.
Well, I was not drunk.
You were completely drunk.
I was not.
Well, then you're an asshole.
I was taking your chops. I was heckling you to bust
your
balls.
You
That's
were drunk.
No, I was not.
Fine.
I totally was
You're
not.
No longer a sensei there.
You were
a little drunk.
No, I was not. I had a few drinks. Yes, absolutely. I was not drunk.
Okay.
I was totally not drunk.
Did you drive home that night?
Yes, of course. I was there for a couple hours there. I had a couple beers, and that was it.
Okay.
220 pounds,
yeah.
Two beers, I'm good.
All right. A little bit of a douchebag when he's out in public.
Huh? yeah.
And we have to let him because he can kick our ass and he was a sponsor.
Still is a sponsor, so we still have to let him to a degree.
Okay.
There's a douchebag and a drunk douchebag. I used to have to watch and separate the two, you know. I had to be careful with that.
But now you can mix two of your favorite passions.
It was absolutely fantastic. I got drunk at a restaurant, and it was just very exciting.
Yay.
Yes, there were people there I actually knew from my karate life, and I didn't care.
Joe calls getting drunk in a restaurant Wednesday.
That's right. Oh, by the way, the people in the chat, I'm having a little problem with my computer. I had to restart it, so I should be in there momentarily.
Okay.
Just remember, Joe, if you're drinking before 10 a.m., you're not an alcoholic, you're a pirate.
All
right, it's cheesy. What are you going to do?
I don't remember that lesson, Sensei.
No,
when you were
Here's how it works. If you're wearing an eye patch and you're drunk, it's not lunchtime. It's okay.
I mean, I remember a lot of valuable lessons that the kids learn, but not that one.
Well, these are valuable lessons for adults.
Sure. He's branching out. This is the adult alcohol class.
You have to explore. Everybody develops, you know.
So are you missing not having the day-to-day you are?
Very much.
Oh.
Very, yeah, those are... You know, when you do something for 32 years, especially being a successful karate school owner for almost a decade, getting to know the families. I mean, that's how I met you.
Yes.
You know?
Well, not everything's sunshine and roses.
Yeah, I know. It is, you know, that dark cloud over everything.
Let's not be racist.
But it's... Well, you're a kid. It's a blue cloud.
Blue cloud?
You're Jewish, dude. Blue cloud? No. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, well, anyway. You did. It must be that chair, Joe. It must be the comedy vortex over there.
It sucks the funny out of someone.
It you know, Pip is hilarious off mic.
Really?
No. No. But, no, but she has her moments.
I miss the students.
You know, yeah.
I've watched them grow up. Even your daughter, you know, even Sky, you know, you watch these kids grow up. You spend so much time with them. And, yeah, I'll be popping by. You know, work's calming down. Things are calming down.
Yeah, when? When are you going to pop by?
Soon. I've been busy. My oldest just turned 8.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, I'm the father of an 8-year-old, which sucks because that makes me very old. And or at least I feel that way.
No. It's like I say, kids grow up, we grow old.
Oh, it's horrible. It was absolutely horrible. I woke up that morning, too. I'm like, wow. I remember driving him home from the hospital. He's also doing his first communion.
Oh,
yes,
wow,
my name ends in a vowel. I got to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Or else.
Yeah, wow, first communion, wow.
Yeah, yeah, wow. He's there. So, yeah, you know, we're just here, there, and everywhere. And, yeah, things are calming down. I owe your daughter, being one of the students, a sword fighting class.
She misses that.
Which I did not forget
about. She became a black belt. She was your last black belt class.
Yes.
So, like, you do a lot of cool things there. And they do cool things now, but the master in charge now does not have the weapons training that you have.
Yeah, she's
my daughter likes the weapons.
She's more mentally stable than I am. So yeah, she's not into swords and chucks and
no, she stuff, it's a complete
anything you get caught with in your car, you can go to jail for. She's really not into. She's a different kind of sensei.
She is. You know what it
she's
is?
She's a great sensei.
She is. She's very understanding, very compassionate, but yes. It's very nuts and bolts.
Yes.
It's very, you know, from A to B to C. Where, you know, you would take tangents, now we're going to box, now we're going to wrestle, now we're going to break boards on heads, whatever, which I kind of liked.
It's all good. It's all
good. What the thing I miss the most, and maybe it's because she's in the advanced class now, but I seem to remember you doing this, and again, the lady in charge, very good at what she does, but you seem to have a lot of life lessons for these kids. And I miss that. I miss that aspect of it for my daughter. Because it's always good when you have a little kid who could get somebody telling them things besides a parent or a teacher.
Exactly. It reinforces. You know, reinforces with the parents. And there were times where something would happen to me literally that day. Mm-hmm. And that was my lesson at the dojo. I would share with the kids.
Yeah. I mean, they don't really have that now. It's a lot more curriculum. I mean, it really depends what you're used to. I picked Success Martial Arts and Family Martial Arts at the time because I got sold on Russ. I didn't know what it was going to be, but I met Russ, and I'm like, all right, I trust this guy. And it worked out well. Now, the school is doing great. Now, but it's different.
Yeah, when I come back for the sword fighting class, I promise I'll be sober.
Well, that
I want to be in a sword fighting class. You go, like, get real swords and stuff?
Kids use wood.
Really cool.
Really ninja? Really? You want them having real swords?
Well,
I bring my katana, which is a real sword.
Really?
And I give a little lesson on safety and what a katana
can
do.
Don't get hit by this thing.
So what is this, like a one-time thing, or are you going to be around more?
I'm going to be around more, absolutely. I just have to get through again. You know, my son's communion is that we're also going to Disney this month.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's just been nonstop.
Nice to get a break, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're running around, and it's going to quiet down in late April, you know, going into the summer, you know, summer lazy days. The kids will be home from school.
Do they want you to substitute at all? Like this, the master in charge now, she's always there. This is her career, where it was like a part-time thing for you. You had your day gig and this. I mean, this is her thing. She's always there, but is there plans for you to guest?
I still got a key. The door's open.
Yeah, but you gave it to her. I mean, I would think you have to be invited.
No, I could. Yeah, she left the doors wide. You know, hey,
that's cool.
Yeah, I could literally call her from my car on the cell. Hey, I'm stopping by. No, Emily's really great person. Very well put together person.
Yeah, she's mentally stable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was the nut. Yeah, I was the guy. You know, the sword slinging sensei.
Oh yeah, it was fun.
Russ, the sword swinging sensei. That's kind of cool.
It's like, hey, who wants to get hit in the head tonight? You know.
Yeah.
Majority wins.
No, Emily is a very sweet lady, very together lady, very very, like I said, very curriculum oriented.
Yeah.
It's just a different school. It's a different school, but, you know, it's
left
growing.
In good hands.
Yeah, you did leave it
in good hands. I miss the kids, though.
It was really better than the alternative.
Exactly. Yeah, the alternative was nothing, and she stepped up. Let me tell you, she's a mother of two, and took a lot of courage.
Newborn, and another newborn, very young kid.
And I can identify with that because my oldest was a few months old when I opened the school.
Yeah,
and I was scared. Can you imagine? You know, taking on that kind of a debt load in an economy that tanked. Literally.
Yeah.
You know, that tank, you know, I got to look at this little baby every day. He said, hey, God, I hope your father knows what he's doing. And I'm talking about myself, you know.
It worked out.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
So speaking of my daughter, you know, you have a little bit of an idea of this whole rabbi situation.
Yes, the racist rabbi.
Yes.
What
are you going to have him come over and just see Russ take a mind and just see yarmulke flying up in the air?
The thought has crossed my mind, Joe. But I think I could actually take him myself if it came to
that.
Is that bad, really?
No, oh, shut up, yo. He's a veal. I could take him.
Veal.
I can take them.
That's awesome.
I've watched your classes. Yes. I have a general idea.
You got the basics. Now. You've broken boards.
I have broken boards.
Yes, same thing. Just
broken balls, too.
Well, that's where I got my black belt, stupid. Yeah. I'm a ninja of ball busting.
He's a master of sarcasm.
Consider your testicles my boards, yeah. Joe.
Every Tuesday.
Like I don't bust them other times.
Yes.
So, you know, last week we announced that my wife informed my daughter that we shall not be going back anymore.
You chose, really?
Well, apparently it was the wife's decision all along.
Okay, well, yeah,
I just didn't know that for a year and a half. But
really, I know. You were really bouncing this idea back and forth.
Yes, but the shenanigans have continued, and there's been more in the interim.
Wow.
So I'm kind of happy about this. So then, last Sunday, my daughter comes home, goes, "Oh, I'm in the local paper." What? Yeah, for this thing that they did for charity, which is cool,
through the
Hebrew school, and it's got her name, her full name, not her middle name, but her full name and her picture, which is not something you guys know. My wife,
yeah,
I mean, I talk about security. She lives security.
Got it. Yeah.
Like you know, I learned a lot about security from her. Like when I first started doing all this, I thought she was nuts, and then as I've educated myself with this, I realize she's nuts, but not about this stuff.
Yeah,
sure,
she's on point. So she's and you know, last week we had the guy who helps out with missing children from Virginia on the show with some great tips from the state of Virginia, Mark Eggerman, and everything. So we really immersed ourselves in this and embraced it.
Okay.
So you can imagine the reaction when we found this out. It's a weekly paper. It might even be, it's probably in your town.
It's released from the school.
No.
From the, all right.
It's a town. Weekly paper. You probably get it.
Oh, by the way, the Lisa would like to see a grudge match between the rabbi and Russ. And she votes for Russ.
Actually, for what I heard about this guy,
that would be a very short match.
I do it for charity and I take it really easy.
That'd be like Ronda Rousey versus Joe.
If the rabbi's
that'd be like Ronda Rousey versus me and Joe.
Ronda Rousey versus all of us.
Yeah. Well, not all of us. I give Russ a chance to last a minute.
Yeah.
Hey, if the rabbi will do it, it'll be over quickly. All proceeds go to breast cancer charity.
It's kind of what I tell my wife about sex. If you'll do it, it'll be over quickly and all the proceeds.
Has she been charitable lately?
No, it's not worth it. She's pro-cancer, anti-me. You know, you pick your poison. It's like an election, Joe. Yeah. You're not going to be happy either way. You pick what's worse.
True.
Cancer
true.
Research, throw your husband.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can imagine the fury in my wife.
Yeah.
And I was very upset by this and went out in print and online.
Now, no heads up.
No.
Obviously, because that's exactly what said
it. It came out last Wednesday. You go home if you have that. I'll tell you the paper offline. You could probably check it. You probably get it because I think you live in that town.
Yeah, I'm in Monroe,
Oh, okay. So it's the town where the dojo is.
Chester. Goshen. Right?
Yeah.
Goshen. That's. What is that, the Chronicle?
Yeah.
Chronicle. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Tonight in the Chronicle. You ever hear the Chronicle? It just sounds like a 50s paper. He'll be in the Chronicle. All right. I thought it was funny.
Yes, you did.
He almost sold it.
I assumed you did, and you kept plowing through with it instead of letting it drop.
No, I'm going to keep selling it.
You got to love Joe. The
tenacity. You'll be in the Chronicle tonight.
All right, enough. We've established it wasn't. You can let it go. We've moved on from that.
So now your wife's literally thumbing through this paper and just
No, she goes online, which is worse.
Okay, I know. Now it's everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Because if it's in the newspaper, whatever, it's thrown out, it's kindling, it's on the bottom of the parakeet cage. It you know, it wraps a trout.
Yeah.
You know, nobody.
Yeah. Five sheet of citizen saw it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Pretty much. But if it's online, And keep in mind that I'm somewhat of a celebrity. Not really, but sort of a celebrity. I'm known.
You're a public guy.
I'm a public figure.
You're a public guy.
With the comedy and the radio, plus all the people I piss off on the cybersecurity end of things and the outing.
Scam stuff.
Exactly.
And yeah.
Where, you know, and certainly been, I've been in a lot of papers, or a decent amount of papers for that. So if somebody wanted to get back at me, it's not too hard to work back and find out.
Track you down, sure.
Exactly. Where the wife will not does not even acknowledge we're married on Facebook. She says it's security, but
no,
you know.
I think it's taste.
Somebody's going to get unfriended tonight, Jeff. You might want to check your Facebook friends now and post show. You might be missing someone, stupid.
Who am I going to argue with at lunch?
I'm sure you'll find somebody to irritate.
You ruined my lunch today.
Well, you ruined my Tuesday, so we're fair. So, yeah. So now I'm upset by this, too.
Yeah, right.
Very upset by this. So, like, what the hell? So, thinking what to do. So, she calls the rabbi's wife. Rabbi's wife doesn't pick up. Calls the rabbi. And, you know, she's very calm. Because I already have other issues I have not addressed with him. Mm-hmm. So, if I call him, we're going to get into some stuff.
Did you call up and say, hello, Black Panthers?
No.
What are you talking
the
about?
The racist rabbi.
Oh.
You're not working with me, dude. Anyway.
It's nice. He tries really hard. It's like me coming into class going, I'm a brown belt. No.
So you get slammed against the wall.
Exactly.
The only thing brown on you is your shorts.
Exactly.
Right now, stupid.
That's what Russ is trying to do. He's trying to, like, jump into brown belt. He's like, no, you're a little dragon right now, my friend.
I'm trying it on.
Yeah, it's fine. We appreciate you. You're going to pull something.
I'm going to get hurt.
You never saw me jump on the
mat. So the whole thing is that this was put online, this presentation your daughter's going to be part of?
They did a charity thing.
Okay.
They made something for orphans.
Okay.
So they have my along with other kids, but they have my daughter's picture with her full name underneath it, which is not something we agreed to. So the wife calls the rabbi and says, oh, well, when you enrolled, I'm looking to, let me see, when I, oh, yeah, there's a thing where you can allow us to use your kid for publication, and it's not crossed out. Now, I know my wife, and I remember having this conversation. There's no way my wife would allow that.
No.
There's no way.
I totally agree. I've known her a long time, yeah.
Yeah, no, she's very on top of she has said you can use her picture, but not her full name. You can use her first name, but, you know, she'd agree to things on their Facebook site, not with her last name.
Yeah,
you notice, you guys are friends with me on Facebook, I don't post a lot of pictures of my daughter. Mm-hmm. On this radio show, I don't mention her name very often. You know, I kind of keep it low key.
Sure.
So the rabbi's like, oh, well, you know, you didn't cross it out when you signed up, so that's why I thought it was okay. We remember having this conversation. I'm not seeing the waiver. It's possible we didn't cross that out. It's also possible this guy has a track record. Sometimes the truth is not his best friend.
Yeah, you've been with this guy before. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
So he's like, I will call the journalist, whatever. I'll call whoever wrote the story, and we'll get it removed. Fine. Not happy? Fine. Meanwhile, you do a search of my daughter, you can find her in the picture.
Dude.
So he says, I'll do that Sunday night. So we check back Monday, later on the day. It's still online. So I leave a message, go, hey, this is my daughter, please give me a call. Still online today. My wife calls the rabbi again. Still online. Or the rabbi says, I'll call again. Mm-hmm. So then I call later on in the afternoon. I go, listen, here's the deal. That's my daughter. I called you yesterday. You didn't call me back. If you don't get her offline, the next phone call is going to be from my lawyer.
Cool.
You know, that's
yeah,
what
right
I, that's
on.
What, you
yeah,
know.
She's a minor. You're protecting a minor.
Exactly. So the rabbi had said he will call again tonight and get that removed. If not, I will call my lawyer. Because it's ridiculous that they're not calling me back.
Now, here's the deal. Sometimes you want things done. And you stamp your foot, but sometimes you don't give them a drop dead day. There's. Like,
I said when I called Monday. I said I want it off by the end of the business day.
That's vague. I want it off by 1:00.
But
all right, then you want it off by 4:00. That's when I get when I have something.
Yeah,
I
but
want
the end
done.
Of the business day means when I wake up on Tuesday morning.
That's an assumed thing. You have to be to the point. I want this off by 4:00 today.
Well, I don't know where she is. I don't know if she's getting back into. Either way, I didn't get a phone call. I should have gotten the phone call
back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Joe's,
about
Joe's girl mentioned that the schools do have that privacy thing where you have to give permission to use photos and name for anything published. So this is like a standard thing. So he's totally in the wrong.
And the point is, we enrolled her, what, 3-4 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's really hard to use that. So the message is, forget about what I'm going through. You really, if you have young children, you really have to be aware
mm-hmm.
of what's going on. We're gonna cover a story later on. Joe knows what it is because he saw the show prep and presumably he looked at it. we're actually gonna be, you know, it's a crapshoot.
One time, sometimes he occasionally glances at things we talk about.
Yeah, it's nice. It's, you know, we're gonna give Joe the benefit of the doubt. You know,
I look at everything.
If I see highlighter, I know Joe gave it the once over.
I look at everything.
Nice.
So there's that. We're actually gonna cover later on in the show a story of how bad stolen identity can be, just what people can do with it, besides all of what scammers do with
mm-hmm.
it. So my daughter's picture's out there right now. So it's very disconcerting. Hopefully the picture will come down later on. But when I spoke to Mark Eggerman, who we had on last week, Joe, mm-hmm. he was like, you have every right to be upset.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Because I wanted to talk, because, you know, I'm attached to the situation. I want to talk to a professional who is removed.
You are in the public spotlight. You are a father. And, yeah, you have every right to feel this way. The rabbi overstepped. And it's not something that you shouldn't, it's not that, oh, you forgot to sign or didn't sign, what have you. That's something you usually specifically sign permission.
Right. Well, he's arguing, well, it was part of the thing when you enrolled it.
Yeah,
but that's 3-4 years ago. He said, I got
sometimes two. Sometimes the print, you know, you need, you need like the Hubble Space Telescope magnifying glass to see it.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why anybody would assume that it's okay. You know, if they were gonna do this thing, we should have got an email or when you pick up your kid, go, listen, here's the deal. We're doing a story. We'd like to use the kid's name in the picture.
Do you have a copy of the? Because Lisa brought up a.
Do I have a copy of the waiver?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Because again, that's why I'm saying I have to take his word. But we know sometimes the truth has been a little tenuous at best.
Right. He should. You know, he really should. Mention it to you that this is going to be in there.
I mean, we don't know until it's already out there. So we're like, fine, you can use her picture, but not her last name. You can use her first
name. He's from the school that it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. So we probably figured, you know what? I'll put it in. Maybe they'll see it. Maybe they won't. If they complain, I'll dance around it or whatever. This seems to be this guy's MO where he's always pulling stuff like this.
Right. And who knows what he told the newspaper, you know. But where I'm upset with the newspaper is, how do you not call me back? Again, I called today. I still have not heard back.
Yeah, you should take something like that a little more serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you got a lawyer? I'd have your lawyer call tomorrow.
If not, I'll have my lawyer. If not, I'll have you call as my lawyer. Whatever.
Fine.
you could be an army general. Why not be a lawyer, Joe?
No, I'll be Boris Weintraub.
Boris Weintraub. I like how he's got somebody ready to go. Like he's got a toolbox of assumed personality. Who are you?
I'm Boris Weintraub.
What was that?
Super lawyer.
Super lawyer. Give us a little taste of Boris Weintraub.
Yes, good morning. This is Boris Weintraub. I would like to speak to the rabbi.
No, you're not calling the rabbi. You're calling the paper.
Oh, I'd like to speak to the paper. Well, they're not in right now. Well, by 4 o'clock, I will be serving you papers. I must discuss the problem with the child that is in the website that you put on there.
You sound like Boris from Bullwinkle.
No, this is the Boris Weintraub. He's studied
he
in
Israel.
They haven't heard you unless they listen to the radio show. You can use your voice. Did you think you're not Donald Trump where everybody knows what he sounds like except when he goes bing, 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 bing?
No, I'd like to be Boris Weintraub. I go to the Boris Weintraub. He's studied. He's very educated. He's the lawyer. He's won plenty of cases. He will call up and he will get this represented.
Give me a little taste, Joe.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm not going to take down that picture.
Okay. Well, first of all, it's like. Excuse. Yes. This is the paper. I'm calling for Boris Weintraub. Thank you, Misha. Misha's the secretary. Thank you, Misha.
I can just see Joe doing the asides on the phone.
We went from three personalities to six.
Yes, Misha.
Good Lord, what has your soon-to-be ex done to that radio?
I understand there was no permission given on that. Well, we didn't. Well, by 4 o'clock, because I give deadlines, stupid does not.
You're my client. You can't. I mean, I'm your client. You can't call me stupid.
It will be done, or we will be taking the appropriate action of this.
All right, well. If I can't get my lawyer.
I'm convinced, but not scared.
Yeah, I'm not convinced either.
Oh, okay.
I think they're gonna think they're getting punked by like a radio show, more a radio morning show. Like, does it, like the zoo is calling them up?
Oh, okay. Then we'll have the lower office of Vito Mattanino call up.
Vito Mattanino.
Vito Mattanino.
These names. He's ready to go. Yeah, this is the thing. This is the only thing I've ever seen Joe so prepared for.
All right, multiple personalities.
The paper calls. Yes. Good evening. The Chronicle. Ah, it's the Chronicle. I'm sorry. Wrong voice.
That doesn't sound like a Vito.
This is Vito Mattanino. Oh, hold on. This is the office of Vito Mattanino. We'd like to speak to the person in charge of the internet. I'll bring him right on.
The person in charge of the internet? Were they Al Gore?
I don't know.
Nice. What is it, Trump? We could just shut it off in certain regions?
Then I'll be in my office. Angie! Are you on a phone? All right.
I like that.
All right.
I like that.
Can I help you? Not yes, good. This is Vito Mattanino. Apparently there's a thing that a child, it happened to be in there, maybe with the benefit of the doubt, without them knowing what was going on, or a release being signed. We'd like to kindly have you remove the child and the name from the paper around 4 o'clock, if you could do that. I understand that sometimes people don't look at the time, and we'll come back to adjust the clock for you, but you might want to pull this off there. Thank
As an Italian-American, I like choice number 2.
I like that.
I'm more intimidated.
I like that choice better, too.
I feel the urgency.
I mean, I'm not believing that character went to law school or even community college, but
he went to, I'll break your thumbs, university. Yeah.
But it certainly had a little bit more gravitas.
You know, I'm sure that we could work something out. I'm sure, but you know, sometimes people don't want to work that quickly. I happen to be a motivator. Don't ask me how. Maybe you don't want to know, but I would suggest that this gets done.
I see this character being Donald Trump's chief of staff. That's what I see.
Oh, believe me.
You know, we're definitely making America great again today. Right?
Paul Ryan, let me motivate you.
Mr. Yeltsin, nice to see you.
Mr. Yeltsin?
It was 1985,
Yeah,
dude.
What is wrong with you? He hasn't been relevant since 91. I definitely believe you can work for Trump.
I'm warming up.
he's going home. Through the whole Kremlin to get to the guy. Let me start with Stalin.
Hey, have you ever seen Lenin? You see the way he looks lying in state? That was no accident. So you're going to be a thing. You want to look like him? He ain't gone anywhere for 75 years, neither are you. Enough with the missiles. Get out of Syria. Be nice.
Be nice. I
clean
like that.
Up nice. Nice.
I like the tag. Good. Yeah. If only you knew who you were supposed to be talking to, it would have helped. You might need some crib notes. Yeah.
Flies to Moscow to meet
you
with
might want to
Yeltsin.
Talk to Donald Trump's very vague foreign policy advisors.
Let me tell you something. I get there right there. Who, you know who I'm going after next?
Who?
Khrushchev.
He's a doer.
Yeah. Got things done, all right.
I do think you have a future in politics. I could see it's going to be a Jeff Sessions and you for foreign policy. We're going to lose Joe Curry to Donald Trump. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, no.
I look forward to Joe smoothing over relations with That's all right. these things. When he calls Iran, now listen, Shah. What?
I called Shah.
You just got that?
Yeah. Oh, look at the chat.
Joe's always going to be like 40 years behind. The message is going to be on point, but who he's talking to is going to be 40 years off.
He's going to Paris to negotiate with Napoleon.
I'm calling for Kennedy. What?
Yeah, welcome to France. Can I help you, monsieur? I'm here to see that little prick. Who? Napoleon. Where is he? I don't care if he's named after a pastry. Personally, I like cannoli, Napoleon, whatever. I want to talk. He married a girl. I'll give him a little slack. He married an Italian girl, Josephine. We'll give him a little bit of that.
Yeah, good job.
And that's where Joe shows his expertise in diplomacy. You see, he's not trying to ram it down their throat.
Well, another Italian. We always bring it back to the old neighborhood. It's all nice.
It's all good. It all works out in the end. All the bed blood's gone.
Right.
God damn. The time you have in your closet alone with your keyboard before you go to sleep. It is fascinating.
hallucinating. What's going on in that
head? You know, it's funny. I wake up in my music room. Like, the wake up first, it's like an ego thing as I see my posters.
Posters?
I got my comedy posters. Comedy posters and the band posters. And I'm like, I'm kind of somebody, but actually I'm nobody.
What a way to wake up. I'm kind of somebody. Today's the day I'm going to be a little bit somebody more.
Yeah, that's what. How do you think all these alter egos come from? I got to live vicariously through my mind.
Right. If only your mind could catch up to current leaders, you might have a future.
A legend in your own mind.
Oh, good Lord. We're having meetings with Germany. Where's that Hitler? I'm going to tell him a thing or two.
Look, the mustache got to go. I'm not something on fashion, you know.
Listen, my president, the guy I'm working for, big fan. But not for nothing.
Yeah. Not for nothing.
The boots.
It's a little much. Listen, we love the O thing, the raising the hand. Very cool. Big fans. But you're scaring some people.
You know, not for nothing. Mussolini's from the neighborhood. We had to take care of him, too. We made the trains run on time. What are you going to do? Can't have everything.
And really, a Volkswagen Beetle, is that the best you could have done?
Yeah. Look, you can't build a caddy.
Joe, the time-traveling diplomat.
I know.
A new character.
He'll probably be successful because he'll make everybody's head spin.
Yeah, right.
They don't know what the hell
works
is going
for Trump. Everybody's confused. Wait, what? It's okay. We're not.
I could change history. Mr. Lincoln, where are you going? I'm going to the theater.
Have you thought about a good book, Mr. Lincoln? You might want to read.
Then I'll go back to 1963. I'm going through a ride through Dallas. Put up the top. And duck.
Mr. President, here's a helmet.
Yeah. Just duck. Lay on the floor. Like you're coming back from Jersey over to GW with another car behind you. Lay on the floor. It is a Lincoln, too. Feel at home.
And we don't know for sure, but it's probably going to be more than one guy shooting at you today.
Duck. There's more than books in that place. Line up.
As somebody who's not a fan of libraries, Mr. President, I can tell you, don't drive past.
Yeah.
Joe, the time-traveling diplomat.
Does JFK have a library?
He's gotta.
You think there's just one window open?
Oh, sorry. Wow.
Worked with that one, did you?
Yeah. Bridge too far.
Yeah. Reagan's library is just nursery rhymes.
Well.
And jelly beans.
That's worth going to.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Well, we made my terrible situation comical.
That's our job.
Your family had to go through that, man. That's you know, everybody.
It's a long way to go through Joe's new bit. Glad my daughter could suffer for you.
Do you have a brain cyst or a head cyst?
What?
What does Pip have? A head cyst?
A cyst garden.
A cyst garden.
Like she fertilizes it with bullshit and more grow from her head. It's fascinating.
All right.
So, I was performing for priests and nuns this week.
Yeah.
Look at you being all skeptical.
What'd you do? You try to get them against the rabbi? You know what the Jews are up to? Put your habits on. Let's go.
Well, we've done churches together before, you and I. We did one together.
See, David, a priest, a rabbi, and a racist rabbi walking to a bar.
Yeah, right. You know what? I was working down in Jersey this weekend. I was at the rest stop, and I see two Jews walking.
Did you just say you were working at the rest stop?
No, I was.
Were you servicing some fellas to pay for gas?
I stopped.
How goes out of those bathrooms?
I stopped at the rest stop, and there was these two Jews that were walking into it, and I wanted to just take a picture and go, they own it. You know, the old Jew to walk into a bar or a rest stop and the owner.
Wish Joe the traveling diplomat would have been back 5 minutes and told you not to do that. Joe, trust me on this one. And five minutes from now, don't do the rest stop bit. It's not going to go well.
So how'd you make out with the Catholics, man?
How'd you make out with the Catholics?
I think that's kind of frowned upon. Unless they're small children, I don't think we should
Dude, time out.
So here's the thing. They were sitting in, like, you had the priests and the nuns right in the front. Usually if they're there, they're in the back. And I told them there's a lot of pressure on them because when you do all these gigs, everybody's looking to the priest and the nun to see if we can laugh.
Got it.
Because if the priest and the nun aren't laughing, we're all going to hell.
Right.
Are we
allowed to be funny? Yeah,
there's no mental calculus. Can I laugh at that? You just look over your left and go, no, I can't.
Wouldn't it be funny like that? They're all stuck up and stuff like that. They're not laughing. And you have some guy dressed like Jesus come in with a cross and go, hey, you don't mind if I put this here? What's the matter? Lighten up, you guys.
It could be worse. You see what I had to go through? You just got to listen to
Dan. Yeah, really.
It was starting to go somewhere. Yeah. It started. No.
Well, okay. It was the passion that you guys put behind the passion. There you go with that. So,
who comes back and has these great abs? You ever seen these great abs on the Lord?
Well, nobody's.
Because my God is a trim God, not like Buddha. He should take care of himself.
He's got a point.
Who are you to talk?
I got my keg, man. That's fine.
Then again, nobody's praying to us.
Yeah, exactly. We're just dudes.
You know what, though? You know, but then again, Joe, he didn't eat for 3 days. So, you know, you're going to lose some of that fat.
Yeah, well, he's talking to his pop.
The Romans did him a favor. Yeah. They could have killed him quickly, and then he might have had a little bit of a gut, but they let him hang there for a while. You know, it was all water weight, so it was fine. It worked out well for Jesus. You know, the Romans don't get enough credit. They could have fed him pasta, but they didn't. Yeah. Oh, those Romans were so nice. That Pontius Pilate.
But there was one Roman there going, I would take care of him. He's coming back, you know, and he's not going to be happy.
He's not a vengeful God.
No.
That's the Old Testament.
I think, if Jesus comes back now and comes back the way the world is, it's going to be like when your pop came home during a kegger. He's going to walk, what's going on here? Well, I can't leave for two centuries. Or two decades.
Quick, Jesus is back. Hide.
I'm taking it back. You all suck.
Where's my wine? Where's my wine? I know I can make more, but where is it?
I can see Donald Trump's first line to him. I'm very rich.
I'm going to make you great again.
Making Jesus great again.
You see, and that should be his religious policy. Making Jesus great again. Yes. How could Cruz go up against that with the religious right?
Well, Cruz would probably argue that it's always been great.
He looks like the Penguin Cruz. You ever see him? I'm winning some primaries.
My girlfriend told me he looks like a younger version of Grandpa Munster.
Yeah.
Remember the Munsters? Yeah. And I did it. And now every time he's on TV, that's all I see is Grandpa Munster.
We got to vote for Grandpa, Lily.
And he killed it for me. just listening to him was hard enough. Cruz, I'm talking, listen to Cruz, nails on a chalkboard.
What do you got against Al Lewis? What do you ever do to you?
Nails on a chalkboard. I know Al Lewis, but now I got to see Grandpa Munster's face and hear Cruz's voice.
It's going to be
hard. While he pontificates.
You see him in the dungeon. I'm going to make a potion against Donald Trump. Now, Grandpa, you can't do that.
I'm going to go feed Spot.
Yeah.
I call Ted Cruz human margarine. He just reminded
human margarine. You got to explore that. Oh, where are you going with that?
Just because his face looks kind of melty. He kind of signs slimy like melted margarine. He just reminds me of human margarine. Not strong enough to be
human
butter.
Human margarine?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe I wanted something on an English muffin when I thought about it.
I'm trying to wrap my head around that one, bro.
I don't do the obvious stuff.
Wow.
But
you remember that little kid in the olden day, little Lord Fauntleroy, I think he was called. He used to have the little hat and the short pants and the suspenders.
No.
You got a few years on me.
Oh, okay, because it used to be little...
Joe's the old.
Little Lord, little Lord Fauntleroy, or whatever his name was. And I'd love to see Rubio dressed like that.
Would you? Yeah. Would you really? Is that something you want? Is that on the bucket list? Is it? I'd love to see Rubio in short shorts.
Yeah.
Hispanic Peter Pan.
You know what? By the in December, that might be all he's doing. I mean, he's not running for senator, and the presidency's he's not going to get that. But enough about that. So anyway, the show went well. The show went well. So I have this very little. I'm not tall in stature. A short nun comes up to me after the show. So you think when this happens, oh, shit, what did I do? I'm going to get it.
Yeah, who'd I offend? Where's the yardstick?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But she really liked the show.
Good for you.
So she wanted to buy a DVD.
No way.
The Iraq DVD. I'm like, well, I don't really remember what's on there. I don't think there's a lot of language, but I go, you got to remember, here I'm performing for a Catholic school. There is performing for soldiers.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a little different.
You didn't give her the best of damage.
Hold on.
Oh, no. I'm going to burn in hell.
Like that was determined by my Saturday night show.
I'm sure there's worse things you've done, Joe.
Yeah, really. You have a mighty high opinion of yourself. If you think
she's gonna hear the first thing you hear at the convent is my load story.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as you splash that thigh,
track fucking one.
Listen, as soon as you splash that thigh in real life, you were taking the express to hell. All right.
Oh yeah.
So I say to her. So I go, well, listen. When you buy the DVD.
His name is Joe Curry.
You get a CD of the radio show. I go, but you should not listen to this. Yeah. I say, you should not listen to this. I go, you should give this to somebody who you know is already going, and then I point down. Because I go, there's a lot of things on there.
That's funny.
But, I mean, you got to give it a CD, because then if I sell it to somebody else, how come I didn't get the CD?
Yeah,
exactly.
Because it was a nun!
Yeah, it was
a,
yeah, there's certain things
you don't
want
to
expose a nun to.
My biggest... You came out okay on this the CD. There's all sorts of my debauchery all over that.
I had undulating Jews. I had a fart story on there.
Yeah, but...
I had scammer porn. I came out okay. Are you kidding me?
All right. You got to remember, some nuns and priests actually have a hard time mentally grappling with the fact of just how fucked up some people can be. And you're going to show
you
that
sponsor
nun,
this shit.
You're going to show this nun. You're going to show this nun the bowels of humanity on a CD.
Really? Is this show the worst? All right, and that brings up another point. I'm glad you segue to the bowels of humanity.
Oh, here we go.
Because when you get this gig and go, you know, it's always make sure you don't do any priest jokes.
Yeah.
You know, and by priest jokes, they mean the ones where they're diddling little children.
Yeah, no, you can't. No, not
I. Right. But here's the thing.
You would have gotten booed off the stage.
But that's very funny.
And stupid wouldn't wonder, I don't want to get that.
You're right. But then again, I'm the one telling the jokes. Potentially, there's the one who in the audience who may or may not have been, probably not. Benefit of the doubt, probably not. But more likely condone or look the other way when that's happening. So it's like, well, you know, my joke is about pointing this shit out. I go, how am I the bad guy? Now, I don't do the jokes because I'm a professional. I take the gig.
Yeah.
You know, I'll make my points in a comedy club. They hire me specifically and they ask me specifically not to. But then again, how is the jokes the worst thing in this scenario?
It wasn't a general audience.
There's never been an 8-year-old on my dick, and I will stand by that statement. I have done a lot of things, but I will stand by that statement.
It's not. Not just the people who did that; it was the people who ignored it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the next step. But when you're not in, you know, if you're in a comedy club, you're in mixed company,
so right?
Your own risk.
You want to know something? No, I did
a little bit more. You know.
I did a. There was a
8-year old.
A fun. Sorry.
You even gave a nun that CD. I've listened to that CD.
So have I. I'm on the fucking thing. I don't want to hear that shit.
You need a bag of rosary beads to save.
Yeah, a bag of
rosary.
I'm gonna do like a whole. Look like a rap star with all the beads and shit I gotta wear.
He came on a passed out woman's leg, and you think that hearing the story is worse than doing the story? It's the same fucking theory with the joke. He was already going to hell. He's despicable.
I had 3 hours. I had to get 3 hours of sleep and run 5 fence crews right after that.
And your balls were tightening up, so you had to release somewhere. So what were you going to say?
Oh, I did a benefit Thursday night. It was all these teachers and stuff like that. And I was in the middle of my set, and somebody got offended or perceived offended because I did. I do a thing about vinyl records, and I say, and there's a line in there. I go, the first thing you do when you used to put it on the turntable is it used to skip like it was in a gay pride parade, you know. And then,
somebody got offended by that.
Well, then it was silence, and then I go, really? Have you ever seen it? Very festive bunch, you know.
That's funny.
So it was. So it was. You know, it was like pulling teeth the rest of the
set.
But
wait a minute, but you got to call. You got to really sink in and call bullshit on that. I mean, that's a long. That's really an innocuous joke to get offended at. But you have your daily life. There's much more offensive things than that joke. That's just a little ha ha.
I'm sure there's worse comments gay people put up.
Well,
skipping vinyl
records.
But
the funny, you know, and the funny thing is, I didn't get it because I do make references to the word faggot and this and that and the other thing. But what I do is it's showing hypocrisy.
Are you talking about me again?
No, I didn't say stupid. I was saying
stupid faggot.
But you know, or retard and faggot. But what it is I'm pointing out the word that in the connotation where people get offended in certain situations with the word, they're correct. However, there's other situations where we need to use the word. I do a whole preamble. But and the woman mentioned, I'm like, but how? And then it dawned on me that one joke might have been the problem. And I'm not one to change, but I actually altered the line because sometimes you have to decide, is the battle worth?
You altered that joke?
Yeah,
that nothing line, which is just a ha ha.
I never was comfortable. I never liked the line was working, but I did not. I didn't like the line from the get go. I tried it one night and it worked, and it was a lot. You ever have a line you use till something else comes better?
Sure.
I mean, it's 45 minutes for you, but nonetheless, you try to find another line coming, and I changed it. I changed it up.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
What's the line now?
I said, like, skip to the loo, my darling.
No. No, the other's much better.
Yeah,
the other's a much better line.
You know, but
more of a lateral move.
But here's the deal. I do just to give you a quick thing. How crazy stuff gets. I do a joke where let me think really quick. I talk about the word retard, okay? And I say people with special needs kids get upset with that word.
Of course.
Right. Yes. And in the context of the word, they are correct. However, we need to use the word. We have to use the word. I go, if you're 35, living in your parents' basement, going to Comic-Con dressed as Frodo, you're a retard. Now, that line...
different context.
Yeah, the line works, yeah. And I also do one on faggot. I go, the gay community has a problem with that. Well, I got heterosexual... They're right. Absolutely, it's hurtful, mean, and wrong, but I got heterosexual ones. I'm playing poker. I want to go to the strip joint later, and you don't want to go. You're a faggot. Get in the car. Now... the line always works. Now, I'm working with my friend Adam Ferrara, and I did the bit, and I get back in the green room one night at Governor's, and he goes, I like the stuff, but don't put it on a reel. And I'm like, why? People are going to think it's mean. And I go,
oh, yeah, I don't put it in a reel, but for your club
but,
set.
But still, even with this yeah. species, I go, but I do a preamble on the joke explaining the hypocrisy on it.
Did they tell you there was restrictions on this on the show?
No.
Then fuck them.
You're free to go.
Yeah. Then fuck them. If they didn't say, listen, you know what, it's very middle of the road.
But you want to know something, as a professional comic, you know going into like a PTA fundraiser or something like that.
Were you the first one on the show?
Yeah.
All right, so you're kind of the first one in the water.
Yeah, you know their assholes are puckered tight, you know? So it's like you're trying, you know, you do it, and you throw that line out. Sometimes I kind of did it on purpose to see how that line would work, and now you go back and you go, all right, maybe
I think you keep the line, but if you know that you have to be particularly clean, then you go to the skip to the low. But I think for your regular show, I think you keep the gay pride free.
I personally don't like the line. I think I could do better on that.
Well, but I mean, there's 30 minutes of your act. I feel the same way about it.
You finally got back for the 45-minute joke.
I let that sit there. Yeah. Just let your mouth through with your story. I put my shot. Stupid.
No, I saw you sitting there. I go, he'll be back.
I didn't think that was going to stand, did you? It was an unnecessary shot across my bow.
It's amazing the challenges both of you as comedians. You
know, Trust me, we know with the material we're going with.
I'm getting an education here in the terms of this is insightful. Because I remember years ago, you know, my favorite comedians growing up as a young man were Eddie Murphy and Andrew Dice Clay.
Here? Same here?
And they were two of the most raunchy. Even Richard Pryor was great. They were raunchy.
Yeah, but they weren't
offensive.
doing a teacher's fundraiser.
Exactly.
Or if they were, it was a different set.
But they were able to get in front of a general crowd. I mean, Dice packed the garden.
Times have changed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
People
are pussies
now.
That's where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
People now are so hypersensitive.
To laugh.
I can't imagine what you guys are up against. Where you know you gotta hold your fire.
It's sometimes you gotta pick and choose your battles because sometimes I'll be political. Like I do like jokes about McDonald's workers wanting $15 an hour. I bust their balls. I do all this stuff that's kind of controversial. If you're politically correct, you feel funny at laughing.
I always say you're much more of a populist than I am. Your stuff goes over well because the audiences we're playing in front of are usually pretty blue collar and they're pretty much going with you on this.
Yeah,
thing.
But sometimes you don't get the laughs you really want, but people come up to you after the show go, oh, you're right on, you're spot on with the best, but you know, but
they're afraid to laugh at you?
Yeah, sometimes they are.
Yeah,
they are because
you're sitting next to.
Yeah, but yeah,
that's private events, that's corporate events.
Yeah, but if you're doing a fundraiser, sometimes the people are afraid to, you know.
I walk the line a lot more than he does. He's starting to discover his voice. I've been like doing edgy shit for a while to the point where Joe and I would like argue whether I should do the bit or not. I mean,
really?
that's been going on for a decade between me and Joe arguing about whether I should do a certain bit. And I, you know, it was an applause break bit. And I don't do it anymore. Not because I'm worried about offending him anyway. I just wrote other stuff.
But it's a balance between, you know, trying to make people laugh and taking a risk of hitting a nerve.
I always find for me at this point in my career, the best comedy is when you can make people think and laugh. And Joe, and I've been doing that for a while, and Joe started to drift into that. So I hate to see Joe back off on such an innocuous line in a regular club setting. I get it's not his favorite line, and he thinks he can do better, and he probably can, but I don't think the skip to the loo was the end game there.
You gotta go, you know what, though? You have to learn to alter, you know, if something you're doing is going to sink you, And I'm stubborn as a mule, but sometimes, you know, you have to go, all right, it didn't work, and it cost
me. Yeah, but it always works. This was just one show.
But sometimes it costs you the 15 minutes, so you got to work in that context.
It shouldn't cost you the 15 minutes.
But you know, going back to that. You know what, though?
That's when you got to call the moment. That's when you've seen me.
I'll sink
my fangs into them and go, listen, you do this. I know what's going on in the teacher's room. You're banging the kids and you're worried about, and then it'll loosen them up and go, okay, now we're back to even. Let's go. But that's just my style. Because that with Joe's joke, I get why they're offended, but it's such an innocuous joke. It's not bashing
not
gay people.
Deal, yeah.
We've all seen the gay pride parade. Homosexuals know that's an extremely flamboyant parade. It's not
colorful.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't symbolize every homosexual, but that is a very flamboyant parade.
Yeah, right.
And that's what Joe's joke is.
Yeah,
you know, it's really nitpicky. There's plenty of things to pick apart in anybody's act, but that's really some bullshit there. But you got a plan B. But I still which is good.
Yeah.
If you think it might be a sensitive situation, but I still say in most club situation you do it the way you had it until you find the line that really works.
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep playing with it, man.
Yeah, man. I always do.
And now it's a dick joke.
Not on the girl's leg who's unconscious.
Oh, he's got callbacks.
Yes. Hopefully God doesn't.
What was this with this girl and this big thigh?
Catch it over there, because when the lightning bolt comes down, he's right next to me.
You know, it's funny, we were working on our play. We wrote a play, me and my writing partner, Cammy. It's about weight loss and stuff like that. We filmed a teaser, and we were going to be selling it as a movie. We want to sell it as a movie. So we had a meeting on Friday, and I was saying to her, because our original writing partner, Al, passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and he was a really great guy, but we continued the project. So we were talking about, like, when we go to sell and stuff like that, and I go, yeah, we got to give a, you know, portion to Al's grandson and stuff like that. She goes, oh, yeah, I was talking to my husband about that and stuff like that, yeah. And
that's
because he was the catalyst for this. And I go, hopefully God will see that in time. You did that. Oh, boy. You go, oh, look what it did here. All right, get in.
One good deed and a whole shitstorm ain't going to cut it, my friend.
Hey, that's a very, well, you know, nice enough.
It's nice. It's a good start.
I can do my veto lawyer. Look, I've been a good guy. It's good. You know, I see.
You don't think
clouds.
God seemed better?
There's a lamb running around. I want to play with the lamb. Let me through the gates. What are you doing?
You don't think God seemed better impersonators than you? That's what you're going with at the pearly gates? That's your new A material? Ugh, so, I'd go with a skip to my loo.
You'd probably do some Mother Teresa shit.
I tell you, man, meeting God is going to be like one of the scariest things, because you can't.
First of all, you're very optimistic that you're going to meet God.
God is like traffic court.
You're there too much, too, and I'm sure he's taking notes.
No, God is like traffic court. When you go to meet God, you meet with an angel, and you tell him, you know, the stuff, well, you got this and this and this and this. I go, well,
what, are you going to plea him down?
Yes!
So it's not eternity in hell, just a couple centuries?
Not guilty. All right, you got to go see God. And God sits up there, right, Curry. All right, well, you did this, you did that, you know, and you live.
Yeah, but you're Catholic and getting divorced. There's a big strike.
Well, you know, I could just play him the tape of Joanne, and I could go.
Yeah, but he made her.
Yeah, well,
he knows what she is.
Yeah,
and he was there.
Nuts,
and he was there when you got married. He could have stopped it.
Say it was really Vito the lawyer.
This was all part of his plan. How dare you interfere with the Lord's plan?
I think he was off that day.
Real? You don't think God's infallible?
I think. Look, he's not infallible, but you can't screw up.
Trump?
You can't screw up at your job if you're not there. So if he was out one day.
What, is he fishing with St. Peter?
He could be. He comes back to the office. What happened over the weekend? Yeah.
Why we got to make Jesus great again?
I don't think he's Chris Christie when the trains are going to stop and he's taking a vacation. I don't think it's the same thing. I think the whole part of being God is no matter what he's doing, he's got his hand under the sink fixing a pipe. He still knows what's going on in that chapel.
I'm watching you. Yeah. I got that pee trap in my hand. I'm watching you.
Yeah.
Just say no and take the car and go to Vegas.
Yeah, that's part of the God gig. He knew what was going on. Yeah, you're going to have issues. I don't think you're going to be the worst one he sees that day.
No.
But I think it's a little forward to assume that you're going straight to a...
Oh, I hope a third world tyrant is in front of me.
I don't know if we're going to the same
gets
place.
Gets done throwing the book at him. Yeah. It's like when you go to traffic court, like you're there for a speeding ticket, and then you got a guy that just got caught speeding with five cops behind him.
Yeah.
All right, this man, you're going
to... Yeah, but aren't you going to be pissed if you die the same day like the leader of the ISIS Baghdadi dies? And he goes up there and he goes to Baghdadi. Oh, right, there's your virgins over there. Now, you, Joe, what was that coming on a leg? I mean, he did it in the name of me. You were doing it because you were horny. There's a difference.
That point, man.
He knows, God knows, at 9 o'clock, them fence trucks got to roll.
You lost me.
Yeah. Well, Joe used to be in fence.
I used to run a fence, manage a fence company. So
oh, okay.
During the season, Joe, they get them trucks out.
Joe feels expediency for job performance is worth coming on an unconscious woman's leg.
Oh, okay. Sometimes it means justified.
You know, you make it sound like it was Sleeping Beauty, and I was one of the dwarfs that said, fuck it.
First of all, you're not sure.
I'm sleepy. and I'm horny.
You're not sure, and you described her as not being beautiful. Everything else is accurate. Mm.
She was an Gila monster. Holy smokes.
Really?
I started to sober up.
What did I do?
You scared the jizz right out of you, did you? You poor thing. What did you think? Your sperm was a shield to protect you? Anything else going on, you creep?
You're talking to Russ.
No.
You call the sponsor a creep?
No, I'm calling you a creep.
I had a very interesting night on Sunday at the Governor's Comedy Club. And yes, Byron, I'm name dropping again, but it was very interesting. We came.
I don't even know who he's talking
about. Byron Scott, a friend of mine on the chat. Huh. But we were hanging out, and Kevin James came in to do a set.
I like how Joe's giving random shout outs.
Hi, Byron.
To Z100, happy birthday to you. Christ's sake,
I'm running the chat. I'm interacting with our fans, you knothead.
Where's Pip?
I never said I was better than Hereta. I'm not.
Nobody else has.
I know.
You're doing a fine job.
All right,
go on.
But no, so we're at the club, and Kevin James came in to do a spot, and it was interesting to see.
Did you go on before him, or did he go on before you?
No, I went on after him. Rich Walk, you know Richie, right?
Yeah.
Rich.
So now on the resume, Kevin James open for you.
That's what Rich said when he got on stage. But it's nice, the whole process of what comics do, because, you know, I mean, him and I are nowhere near Kevin James. And
now, did you discuss Mall Cop 2 with Kevin?
No.
Did you shake and go, really? What were you thinking?
Yeah, what he was probably thinking is, yeah, I could jam more money in the vault.
Probably.
But, yeah, he was there. And it's funny because he's going over new stuff for a special he's got to do. So, you know, and he was nervous, you know. He was nervous and stuff like that.
Is it going to be Showtime, Netflix? Where's it going to be?
I don't know. Oh. You know, but the funny thing about it is that people, it's because the place was packed.
And they didn't know he was.
They had no clue. The funny thing is the MC goes, you know Kevin Downey, right?
Yeah.
Kevin goes up, and he goes, oh, ladies and gentlemen, we got a guy coming out. He used to work here, and he just wanted to come back and just go on stage and do some things. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin James. Nobody, when you mention, you know, he's a big star, so people go, ha, 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 and then he walks out, and the place, and we all ran out because we knew this was going to happen. Wow. So we were all run out, and then Kevin comes out, the place went effing ballistic, standing ovation and stuff
before
like that.
Before he did anything?
Yeah.
That must be nice.
Must be
it
nice,
really
right?
is. Yeah.
One day. Yeah. But he's not coming on a Gila monster's leg.
That's great.
Was the new stuff funny?
Yeah. Yeah. There was a couple of spots that needed work, but
he's working
part,
on stuff.
And like I said, Rich Walker had to follow him, and as Rich is going out on the stage, I go, hey, don't be nervous. He might have been in Mall Cop and a King of Queens. You're the sheriff at White Post Farms. Now you go up there and you kick some ass.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
So it was good. You talked to Kevin a little bit?
Yeah, I was talking with him and stuff like that.
Did he know you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he remembers me now because he used to hang out with Adam Ferrara all the time and I used to tag along. There's another name drop.
Yeah, seriously, aren't you getting fucking tired from lifting and dropping all those names?
No, I'm not because you usually want me to say the names. So people, I just, instead of the first name.
Well,
the
first story made sense. Well, all right, it's fine. Yeah, it's good.
But no, it was very interesting. Very interesting.
You got right. Byron in there.
Yes.
You got Adam. You got Kevin. It's like the fucking Mouseketeers with you over here. Anything else? I saw you were ranting about something, about a cup.
Oh, get a load of this.
Like I fucking poked a bear.
No, get a load of this. I go to, we had our writing meeting on Friday night. We go to Panera Bread.
Okay.
Okay. And
a little bougie for you.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bougie for you.
Yeah, well, no, you know.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
I don't picture Joe as a Panera. Yeah. I don't Panera picture bread. Joe as getting a bread bowl of soup.
Can I have the vegetarian chili?
Well, I looked at
in the rye bowl, please.
Yeah, that's not really what I picture you doing.
Well, the thing was, it was an 8 o'clock meeting, so I figured, all right, I'll have dinner there. So I walk in, I look at the menu, I'm like, pee you, I'm going to the diner after this. So I go,
I'm going to have my first meal here, but my meaningful meal afterwards.
So
there's
I go,
there to eat.
Yeah, right, I just,
there's nothing.
I know. know. It's like, what the hell is this?
So well, for people that are worried about their weight.
Ugh, well,
yeah, carbs, great.
I'm worried about my weight. Yeah, carbs, great. Yeah. He's got
a shitload of gluten.
Well, it's a bread. But the funny thing, he says that because you worry about your weight. And then you're looking at him like, what can I have? It's like nothing but bread. I'm like, the hell with this. Plus, I don't like the
you
food.
You can get a salad. They have salads. They have soup.
Yeah, if you want to spend $15 for something, a little bowl, literally, they can go to hell.
Yeah, you leave hungry.
Yeah, so anyway, I go up to the thing, and I go, can I get a cup of coffee, please? And he gives me a cup, he puts it in a mug. And I go, can I get it in a paper cup? Well, we like to use mugs because we like, you know, we're concerned about the environment, and, you know, we'd rather. I got that's very nice, and that's great. Give me a fucking cup. Give me shit.
How much natural gas?
I'm a customer. I want a cup. Give me a cup. I want a cup. I want a drink out of it. I might spill. I don't want your stupid ceramic mug.
Do you have a ton of plastic? I'm going to take a trip to the ocean. I'd like to drop it right in. That's Joe. Fuck the environment.
Fuck the environment. I want a paper cup.
Why? Were you leaving?
I might, yeah, because I didn't know if I was going
to
finish all the.
Well, then
why
don't you get it to go? They don't give you a mug to go.
And plus, we got our iPads out. We're trying to look at the movie. We're trying to make notes.
You are so fucking bougie.
I'm not bougie.
Panera with your iPad? Were you looking like you were writing your novel while you were waiting at the table? Like you were going to be there for 3 hours using some free Wi-Fi? You fucking Brooklyn hipster?
No. Right. I get it.
Joseph went to buy the backpack
understand.
And he grew a beard.
Did you buy the CD that they were selling at Panera, you faggot? See, I used it, and I stand by it.
They were all around.
Stick
us.
That in your chili bowl.
Look at Joe. I was surrounded. They were all around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why doesn't your phone go off now, too?
That's the VP of Panera Bread calling. Hey, knock it off, jackass.
Guess we lost that
money.
Sponsorship.
But.
Then it'll really have to be vetoed a lawyer.
Yeah, but
you want to take me on?
But here's the deal. My writing partner's got kids, little kids and stuff like that, so she wants to get out of here.
Hey,
she
hold on. Is your ringtone a train whistle?
Yes.
Why don't you jump in front of it? What are you, nine?
Oh, yeah. I like the train whistle.
I like trains.
I most certainly do.
Go on.
Walkman trains, right, Joe's girl? But anyway.
What?
It's an in-joke, sorry. But anyway.
You're doing the train on Joe's girl?
No. We like model trains. We were talking about model trains one day. Right. Anyway. My writing partner has kids, so sometimes, you know, she wants to get away from the kids and stuff like that. We used to go to this really good diner right down from her house, fortunately, and it was great. You know, we just sit and write and stuff like that. The diner closed down. So the only place around is this Panera Bread. So you go in there, and it's a foo-foo place. I don't like Panera Bread. I think it stinks. I don't like anybody in there.
Joke. I don't like anybody in
beard
there.
Beard and backpack crowd in there, you know?
Where's the granola, man?
Yeah, it's like, I hate hipsters. I can't stand them, you know? And it's like, I've got a beard. I had a beard long before you when I cut wood. I was a lumberjack.
You used to cut cheese, but, you know, hey, it's a long time ago.
did there.
We'll get to cutting cheese later on. Don't go anywhere. Second portion of David's Den coming up.
RogueRadio.com, TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indy Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places. DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the